guys watching a football game?
No, man, it's Baywatch. We cheer whenever Pamela Anderson runs.
Man, you guys got to get out and meet some real women, you know?
Oh, man, I don't get it. Pam's getting in the water. You can't see anything anyway.
How you doing? I'm Tom Flynn. My wife and I just moved in across the street. Our phone's not in yet. I was wondering if I could
Dude,
use yours.
Sure,
that guy's a criminal.
JT, come on in. This is Mark, and that's Cody.
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Good to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So you moved into the old Sullivan home, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a great old house. We really love it.
Sorry, dude, arthritis, you know?
If you want some privacy, there's a phone in the kitchen. Go help yourself.
That's great. Thanks a lot. I'll be right back.
All right, that's it. Call the FBI. Get the SWAT team in here.
Houston, we have a problem.
Cody, what is the problem?
Man, I saw that guy last night on America's Most Wanted. He's a jewel thief from New York City. Dude, he's got a $50,000 reward out on his head.
Cody, why would a big-time jewel thief from New York move to a small town like Port Washington?
So he wouldn't get caught. Yeah. Come on, I want to see what he's up to.
That's right, I'd like it shipped to my neighbors here in Wisconsin. And I don't want any mistakes. I'm sure you remember what happened to the last guy who worked for me who made a mistake? That's right, Harrison is no longer with us.
Harrison sleeps with the fishes.
That's right. Bye. Hey, thanks a lot.
No problem,
guy. Listen, I was wondering if you could do me a favor. I'm having a package sent from New York. It's a present for my wife for her birthday. It's a surprise. So I was wondering, is it a problem if I have it delivered here?
No problem. You got a problem with that, JT?
No problem.
Nah, JT's got no problem. I got no problem. Sir Mark's got no problem.
I have no problem.
See? No problem.
Well, great. Well, listen, when it comes, just give me a call here at the office.
Sure. Oh, hey, nice watch. Isn't that a nice watch, guy?
Well, I'll tell you, expensive jewelry's kind of a weakness of mine. If I see something I like, I gotta have it, you know?
All righty, I'm all packed up and ready to go.
Oh, it is gonna be so great having you move in with me and the other girls.
Oh, I don't know, Danny. You just seem so young to be moving out of the house. I mean, you're only in college.
I need my freedom. Anyway, Mom, I'm 19. I think I'm old enough to decide whether I want to live at home or not.
Yeah, I know. It's just that the house won't be the same without you. Everybody's going to really miss you.
Okay, let's go. Moving day. All righty. Okay, Dan, I'll just stick these boxes in the car so you're not late wherever you're going, okay?
Okay, let's get our pictures. JT, you get the ones on the wall. I'll get them on the table.
All right.
Get this ugly mug out of here.
What are you doing with all those pictures of Dana?
I'm sanitizing the house.
Yep. In 5 minutes, it'll be as if she never existed.
Okay, I stripped her bed.
We're gonna take all this stuff out to Best Car. Then we're gonna change all the street signs so you can never find your way back.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss you too.
Oh, come on, they didn't mean it.
Well, I guess this is it.
I just want you to know this will always be your home.
Hmm? Okay, all packed up. How about your house key now, Dana? Okay, here we go. Nice and dry. Yeah. And now, Daddy's gonna take his little Lily for a choo-choo train ride. Yeah. All the way to her very own bedroom. Yeah. Because Daddy hasn't been alone with Mommy in 4 months. And that makes Daddy really cranky.
Frank?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Oh, Carol, remember when the baby was born, you said you wanted her to sleep in our room for a few weeks?
Yeah.
Well, it's been 4 months, honey, so it's time for Lily to move into her own room.
Oh, Frank, please don't do this to me. I already lost one of my babies today. I can't bear to lose another one.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. Don't think of it as losing a baby. Think of it as gaining a sex life.
Oh, Frank, can't we wait a little longer before we move Lily out?
Honey, I am moving her out.
Over my dead body.
Now, come on, honey. Don't turn this into a tug of war, because I'm a guy. I am much stronger than you.
Yeah, well, I am a mother protecting her young, and right now I have enough adrenaline running through me to lift a car.
Okay. Okay, she can stay another week.
A package for Mr. Tom Flynn.
Cody, must be the stolen jewels.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you realize you could be holding a single key piece of evidence of the largest jewelry heist of the 20th century?
Yeah, signed by the ex.
Doesn't it bother you to be carrying illegal contraband in your truck?
Hey, I work for the post office. This is the least dangerous part of my day.
Rough job.
Shit. Yeah.
Check it out.
I don't know, Cody. These don't look like stolen jewels. I mean, it says New York cheesecake right on the box.
What'd you expect it to say? Caution, stolen jewels.
Cody's right, man. I'll bet the loot's in there.
Well, fine, then we should call the police.
No can do, little buddy. Yeah, they stopped taking my calls right after I told them that fat guy at the mini mart was Elvis.
All right, then it's settled. We'll set the trap, catch the crook, and then we'll split the $50,000 reward.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. Cool. Thank you very much.
Dana invited us to a party at her new place.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm kind of surprised she's letting them have a party. I mean, doesn't she usually spend her Saturday nights reading or complaining about men?
I don't know, maybe she's loosening up. You know, she's away from mom and living on her own.
Karen, it's been a week. How loose can she be?
Do not believe it.
Sisters! Hello! Welcome to the party!
Whoa. Check out the taillights on that sports model. Hey, baby! You want mom to take you out for a test drive?
What's happened to you?
Nothing. I'm having a little bit of fun.
A little bit of fun? Dana, any more fun, you'll be lap dancing in Vegas.
Vegas! Cool idea! Road trip!
Dana, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. My work here is done. All right, kids, have a good time.
Dana, have you lost your mind?
No. It's just now that I'm away from home, I can do anything that I want. Only free!
Oh. You wanna know how free I am? I'm not wearing any underwear.
wild guess, but have you been drinking? I had a couple of teeny little weeny glasses of punch. Yeah, how many teeny little weeny glasses of punch?
Well, how should I know? I've been drinking.
Maybe we'll just get lucky and she'll pass out. Forbidden dance! Lepada! You! That one!
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Oh. Where's the baby?
You were right. I mean, it really is time for Lily to start sleeping in her own room.
Really?
No, why not? I mean, I've got the baby monitor right here, and if she needs me, I'll be able to hear her. And besides, I miss you just as much as you miss me.
Oh, you really miss me, huh?
Oh, yeah, Frank. I want you.
I don't know, honey. I just don't know if I'm in the mood now.
Well, how about this?
Well, if it's that important to you.
Frank!
What?
Is that the baby?
I don't hear anything.
I better go check.
No, wait, honey. You have a monitor there. Just listen to the monitor.
Oh, yeah.
See, the baby's not making a sound.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, where were we?
Right here.
Oh, my God. The baby's not making a sound. She could be in trouble. I've got to go check.
What do I have to do to get some attention around here? Put on a diaper and spit up on myself?
Oh, God, I wish I hadn't heard that.
The baby's fine.
See? Now, come on back.
Oh, I don't know. I just get so nervous with her being in the other room. I really thought I could handle it, but I just can't.
Well, honey, what are you doing?
I'm going to go to the nursery and sleep with the baby. Okay, good night.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about me. I don't need sex this year.
Oh, man, shut up!
Any chance Dana's gonna help us clean it up?
Don't count on it. After the way she partied last night, I don't think she's gonna wake up till next Tuesday.
Oh, I wanna die.
You slept in a pile of garbage?
Oh, I thought these were beanbag chairs. Oh, my skin feels horrible.
It should. You've got a piece of pizza stuck on your face.
Oh, no. Oh, please, stop the bells.
Hi, Beth. Is Dana here?
Yeah. She's right over there in that pile of trash.
Hi, Mom. I was just cleaning up.
Girls, do you think I could talk with Dana alone for a moment?
Oh, yeah, no problem. We'll just get some coffee.
Well, I hear you had quite a party last night.
Yeah, we had, we had some music and pizza and stuff.
Dana, from what I hear, you are falling down drunk.
All right, so maybe I overdid it a little bit.
Overdid it a little bit? Karen and Al told me you were staggering around the room, kissing strange guys, and making a total fool of yourself.
I'm not embarrassed about anything that I did last night.
Okay, Dana, I didn't want to do this, but you leave me no choice. The girls brought home a picture of you at the party last night.
What kind of picture?
Maybe this will refresh your memory. That's you in the middle of the party, hanging from a chandelier. Topless.
Oh, my God. Oh, you must think I'm a complete idiot. No wonder you came over here to make me move home.
Actually, that's not why I came here at all. I came to see that you're okay, and that I want to tell you I hope you never do this to yourself again. But what you said the other day, Dana, is true. You are 19, and you are old enough to decide whether you want to live at home or not. And I will love you no matter what you decide to do.
I think I want to move back home.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Then come home. Sweetheart.
Tony, man, are you sure this is gonna work?
Totally, dude. Don't you ever watch Gilligan's Island? This is the way they trap those Russian cosmonauts.
He's coming.
All right. The eagle has landed. Well, looky here. It's our peachy new neighbor, Mr. Flynn.
Hey, Cody, thanks for calling. Where's my package?
Oh, it's right over there.
Ah.
Have a little sit down right in the middle of the couch.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for keeping this for me. My wife is going to be thrilled. She loves New York cheesecake.
Tell it to the judge, dog breath.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
That's it, pal. You're busted. You're going to the big house, the slammer. That's it. This is going on your permanent record, young man.
Yeah, we know you're a jewel thief.
What are you talking about? You guys are crazy!
Yeah, crazy like a lox. We know there's stolen jewels in there.
It's a cheesecake!
The old stolen jewels in the cheesecake box trick, huh? Yeah. Oh, styrofoam. Very fancy. What's that for? To throw the dogs off the scent?
To keep the cheesecake fresh!
Sure. Then how come when I open up this box, I find myself face to face with a cheesecake?
Of course it's a cheesecake. Now let me go, you lunatic!
Cody, where are the jewels?
Well, isn't it obvious? He had them baked inside the cake like any good criminal would. We'll just see what's in here.
Oh, no. Please, come on. Oh, it's for my wife's birthday.
Pipe down, you filthy animal. I'm on a jewel hunt here.
Oh.
Oh. There's no jewels in here. Color me embarrassed. Let him go, guys. Hey, dude, sorry about the cheesecake and the net.
Where did you guys ever get the insane idea that I'm a jewel thief?
Cody said he saw you on America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
Well, he probably did. I do commercials for my company on that show.
You're no criminal. Dude, you're the head honcho on the National Toupee Club for Men.
Hey, check it out.
He's not only the president, he's a member, huh?